This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here collectively, it's the DJV show continuing on and on and on and on, which is a good thing, I think. September is gone, October is with us. Matter of fact, it's the 2nd of October, Tuesday, on the air with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen. With Jennifer leading off from the, first up at bat. I would not say you were. Do we have enough people from the dugout? No, we only have who's on first, who's on second.
That's the baseball reference, Dougie.
You like that?
Yeah, because guess what?
What?
Oh, go Dodgers!
In the tiebreaker game yesterday, the Dodgers won the National League West for the sixth time in a row.
So they'll be up against the Red Sox. The Red Sox will be able to beat them pretty easily.
Okay, we don't know that yet. They're going to play the Braves on Thursday first. Yeah. We're going to let the American League play the American League, and then the National League play the National League, and then we'll get them together for the World Series. How about that?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's actually one of the, I mean, that could be a trending story. I wasn't where I was going, but yes, in the tiebreaker games, the Dodgers beat the Rockies, which means that they will play the Braves. The Rockies will play the Cubs, and in part two of the tiebreaker series, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Cubs, because it happened twice yesterday. Makes sense? You need a scorecard? All right, but the real trending story also needs a scorecard, and that is, of course, the ongoing saga. I feel like we need the soap opera music of Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who Mitch McConnell said yesterday on the floor of the Senate that they will hold a vote on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination, and it'll happen this week. He said, quote, "The time for endless delay and obstruction has come to a close. Judge Kavanaugh's nomination is out of committee. We're considering it here on the floor and will be voting this week. The FBI investigation is expected to wrap up this week." And Mitch McConnell says that should be enough information for Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and Jeff Flake, the kind of on-the-fence Republican senators, to decide if they're going to vote
their names
up or
specifically?
Down.
He said specifically? Oh, just, okay.
I'm telling you for a point of information.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Good. All right. So what do we think of that? It's nothing new. It's nothing really exciting.
You're not going to get, I think you have the information that you have, and people are either going to vote yes or no, and there are only a few who are undecided.
I want to make a book on whether he's up or down. What do you think?
Yeah, just vote, and then either move on.
No, but how do you think the vote's going to go?
Well, you have to see how the FBI investigation is going to go. If I were guessing today, knowing what I know, I think he'd be confirmed. Yeah. But because I expect that the FBI investigation will probably not come back with much, and I think that would actually provide some cover for, like, Joe Manchin, maybe, who is a Democrat from West Virginia, to come to the table and vote for Kavanaugh. Now, if the FBI investigation does uncover some stuff, well, then I think all bets are off. He's either going to sink miserably, or he's going to get confirmed with a couple of Democratic votes.
And who are the Democrats who are voting for him, and what's in it for them?
Well, I think that the ones that we'd look at on the table are Heidi Heitkamp and Joe Manchin. Donnelly said he's not going to support him, and those are the three Democratic senators who voted for Kavanaugh. I'm sorry, who voted for Gorsuch the last time, and yep. They are also Democrats who are running in very red states and who are up for re-election in 5 weeks.
Hmm. So I would like to discuss among all of us here for a matter of moments. I don't know that I want to carry this on, but I'm curious. The more I think about the connection to Kavanaugh and the Me Too movement, I want to know what it is that we're gaining or losing with all of this. It seems to me, and I don't want to be too dramatic, but we are at a crossroads of sorts here. The people on the left who don't want him there are their assumptions that people on the left are more interested in pursuing sexual assault at all costs, no matter who's involved, than those on the right? Is there an assumption? Or am I making
I think that's what the evidence has shown so far. I don't know that that's right. an assumption. I think that, yeah, I think it seems to be pretty clear that the left has embraced the Me Too movement more than especially men on the right. But I don't think that's an assumption.
I totally take issue
happening.
With that. I don't think there's any, I don't think that's true. I think that people on the right.
You think just as many people on the right are pursuing and taking down people for the Me Too movement? Because I haven't
seen that. No, I think that the people on the right are not trying to take anybody down. I think they're trying to find, I think they're trying to find truth is what I think. I feel like on the left it's become a witch hunt of sorts. We have a story going on right now in California. With a senator, he wants to be a congressman. His name's Gil Cisneros. He used to be a state senator. And he had an he's on the left. He had an allegation against him of a pretty serious one of sexual assault, I believe. And somehow, because that came out and he's in a tight race that Democrats want to win and want to flip from a traditionally red seat, I think, for over 20 years to a blue seat, all of a sudden he met with his accuser and the accuser said, got it all wrong, and she went away. There are just as many people attempting cover-ups and trying to use this on the right as to the left, and I think to say that it's political is trying to draw strings that shouldn't really exist, because this should be about people who are victims, not about what political persuasion they are or who's hearing
them. Let me ask you another question. Is it necessary or desirable to abolish the statute of limit, the statute of limitations on these things? Does that need to change state by state by state?
I don't think that there should ever be a statute of limitations.
Well, there is, though.
I know, not in certain states. Mm-hmm. And I support that. I think that with any crime, actually, I think that if the evidence is there and if you have witnesses or if you have something that can prove, I don't care when it happened, you should be able to talk about it and you should get retribution. It's my opinion.
Okay, so I would offer this to you not as anything other than a suggestion. It may not be because I asked numbers. I do remember when the old fossil McConnell was a major force behind the effort to kick out Larry Craig. Remember him? Republican from Idaho who was arrested at an airport about 10 years ago.
Oh, he was the toe-tapper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that guy.
Undercover sex sting. That went, and then there was Bob Packwood, and then there were, you can look on both sides. I think of all of them, and this has nothing to do with my politics, because my politics is all over the place, but Al Franken, who of that group was probably the least offensive, even though he was offensive, he was the least offensive of those members of that body, i.e. the Senate. So, anyway, the Me Too movement is so important. Designed really by nobody. It's taken on a life of its own. It deserves to have a life of its own. And so, right or wrong, the people who it needs its air, it needs its own oxygen, it's needed its own push for a long time. And so there's a hiccup.
It's not
here.
Just happening in politics, though, too. I know you asked Doug an original. Your original question was a political question, which Jen and I don't agree on. But it's affecting every industry. There was one of my favorite bands yesterday lost their drummer because he was accused of raping someone. And the band kicked him out. They said that's inexcusable, and that's it. So like, it's happening everywhere. Sports figures all across every industry. It's not really a political question. Unfortunately, it's been made a political issue.
Yes, that's why I asked the question. Thank you for clarifying it in a way that I would like to have had it clarified. You did what I think was necessary there. This is something that has taken over our society. The fact that it was going on in our society doesn't mean it doesn't go on anywhere else, and doesn't mean it's worse here. It seems to be a problem around the world, and men wanting to be still in positions of power that they don't deserve to hold. So, anyway, it goes on, and we continue to have the conversations about it. It just is there are so many different angles to this. I will, frankly, for one, going back to Kavanaugh, be happy when this is over, because it has, for a while, the Me Too movement took all the oxygen out of the room, then Kavanaugh, and then putting the two of them together... having a hard time breathing here. Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's make sure we all make the right decisions based on the same information, and then perhaps we will have learned the whole big lesson that's necessary, or part of the lesson. The lesson continues. Maybe that's the way to best look at it. 16 after the hour, here's a lesson in taking off pounds sensibly. If you're a real person, and who's listening to this program now who's not a real person, although we may have a few devices listening, who knows the way the devices work these days, what people are listening to, and how they're listening. But if you're a human being that's serious about real weight loss and serious about your health and well-being, they don't necessarily always go together. People say, oh, I'm going to take that weight off and lose weight, I'll be healthier. That's not always the case, depending on how quickly, how sensibly, how well you work at the task. For me, my advice to you is to consider Calitrin. Calitrin has become the healthy choice for weight loss in our country, used by more people who are concerned about their health and well-being than anything else. The original product had basically collagen as its only ingredient. Now there are a couple of other things in it, but collagen still is the main ingredient because it's the protein in your body that allows you to develop muscle and lose the fat. It's a pretty interesting and simple scientific fact that collagen is the building block of our body, and as our body ages, unfortunately, it doesn't continue to produce collagen the way it did when you were in your 20s or even 30s. So now, taking collagen amazingly helps stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own, and with the nutrients that you need, your body functions more efficiently. So to make your body function well in every single category, you're putting more into your body than is the natural protein of life and success in having a long, because you lose the weight, as Ken Kronhaus has said any number of times, he's never seen a fat old person, and that's probably the truth. So here we go with the deal. Toploss.com, 10% off, 10% off in the first three bottles, and then the fourth bottle is free. You take four of these capsules every night. Your body does the work. You got to do exercising and stuff, but you'll do that because it's good for you, and you know it. Toploss.com. Toploss.com for Calitrin. It's the only way to get it. Can't get it in the stores. For advice from the people there, call 833-TOPLOSS. 833-867-5677. You may have some questions about things that you're taking, because this is all natural, won't make any difference, but satisfy yourself by talking to somebody there and then ordering the product at toploss.com with the code DJV.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, a bit pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Are Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Garth Brooks, not necessarily sounding, in my mind, like the country legend that he is. This is Garth, who returns to the road the 20th of this month with a date at Notre Dame before 85,000 fans. Is that the biggest? Is that the... What's the size of... Isn't that... That's
not his biggest audience.
It isn't.
No. I think he had more than that in Central Park.
Really? I'm talking about a venue, though. Is that the biggest stadium?
No, it's not.
The Rose Bowl, I think, is bigger.
Really?
Yeah. And some of the stadiums down south in the SEC are bigger than 85, too.
And have they held concerts like this in stadiums like that?
No, I don't think so. I don't know the answer to that, so I don't want to say yes or no. I know this is the first time that anyone's done this at Notre Dame, and it's Garth is the first artist that they've had. So that's very cool. But like colleges like BC, and they've had big concerts on the football field. So I don't know. I think a lot of colleges do it.
All right. So anyway, the announcement is that Garth Brooks is releasing the anthology Part 3 live on the 20th of November. Coffee table book written by Garth include 5 CDs, 52 live recordings, as well as 10 augmented reality experiences available through the Garth Live app to people who buy the book. The book traces the CMA Entertainer of the Year from his college experiences when he went to Oklahoma State University, started singing, to his rise to stardom, opening up acts like for Reba, the Judds, Kenny Rogers, and then into the recent tour, which has seen 6.4 million people come to listen to him sing. A lot of people, a lot of money.
I think that was a record. I think he broke a record with that.
Yeah. The book also, and I actually saw it a couple of years ago, incorporates music from Triple Live, which is a live album from Brooks recorded during his 3-year tour, which ended in December of last year. Music from that set has been available as a free download via Amazon for a while. The anthology Part 3 Live follows the release of Part 1, the first 5 years, and Part 2, which has not yet been released. Huh? Why do they have part three before they have part two?
It's so bizarre. No one knows.
Around a little.
Yeah.
Huh? Wow.
It's so weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. So the second part is going to go back to the 90s, which might include when he was that alter ego that no one seemed to like.
Chris Gaines.
Yep. That guy, right, right, right.
So,
I don't know.
Is this just a money grab?
I think this is something that Garth fans are really looking forward to.
Yeah.
And the augmented reality stuff, he's one of those artists, one of the few artists who have really embraced technology in a really effective way. Like his Facebook Lives and all this other stuff, his app. So I think that for fans, people are excited about this.
All right, speaking of releasing new things, Rascal Flatts released their newest single off their album, Back to Us, called Back to Life. Back to Life lists a series of reasons, large and small, that create a sense of renewal and love, from dancing around the living room to falling asleep 5 minutes into a movie. Who would ever do that? The band did not write this song, but they say, quote, first moment we heard the song, we knew it was meant for us. There are so many small things that add up to making somebody so uniquely special to you. And this song captures that love and conveys all the good feelings that come along with it. So this is for you, Jennifer, and this is for you, Victoria. Nice. Yeah. The new single might break from their tradition of releasing full albums, steering toward a singles-only approach. Back to Us, Rascal Flatts' 11th studio album, released in May of last year. Number one hit in there was Yours If You Want It. They recently wrapped up their headlining Back to Us tour, but they have a handful of dates on the calendar this fall, including going to the Grand Ole Opry on October 23rd. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Trust your gut. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We are probably the only species that doesn't instinctively trust our gut. It's fascinating because as intelligent as we believe we are, we somehow overlook even the simplest warning from our gut. I knew I shouldn't have gone there last night. Then why'd you go? I knew that was the wrong relationship for me. Then why'd you stay in it? I knew. Well, then, if you know, then do. Trust your gut. Your instinct won't lie to you. Your instinct won't make you question things a whole bunch. It simply knows. Whatever you're deciding on, step back and listen to your gut. Whatever your gut tells you, go with that. You know right from wrong. You know where you should and shouldn't go and who you should and shouldn't hang around. So listen to yourself, because you're much wiser than you're giving yourself credit for being. Trust your gut. And your gut is probably telling you to listen to more of what I have to say. So listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TOPLOSS.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from the earthquake and tsunami last Friday in Indonesia, now over 1,230. And the government says, given the list of missing, that number is expected to rise dramatically.
I want it to be comprehensive.
That's President Trump speaking about the investigation of sexual assault allegations against his Supreme Court nominee.
I actually think it's a good thing for Judge Kavanaugh. Now, with that being said, I'd like it to go quickly.
President Trump speaking with reporters at the White House about the FBI's investigation into his Supreme Court nominee's background.
Let the Senate decide whatever they want to do is okay with me, and also the FBI.
This is the seventh investigation into Brett Kavanaugh, who's a federal judge, and has gone through this process six times before.
That report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
JV time is 34 past the hour. Here you are, keeping good company, staying positive, challenging time. So the more you can stay and share with all of us, the better it is, I guess, for all of us. Thank you for being here. It's Doug and Jennifer, Victoria and Kara, with now Victoria being the person who steps up front and center to hit one out of the park.
Well, we're going to head over to the southwest part of the United States, where the desert is not really supposed to get a lot of rain, but that is going to change probably today. More than 11 million people are under a flash flood warning. This is due to the remnants of Tropical Depression Rosa. It was Tropical Storm Rosa. Now it has been downgraded. But still, the flooding, they're supposed to get 3 to 6 inches of rain. Some spots are going to get 10 inches. And the National Hurricane Center Center says that rain already pounded the northern Baja and southern California desert regions, and that the Mexican state of Sonora, just south of the Arizona border, will they're going to get some more rain. They said that Rose is going to dump 2 to 4 inches of rain on most of Arizona, 6 inches up in the mountains, so flash flood warnings are pretty much covering that whole region. The satellite images are, it looks just like a hurricane that you would see on the East Coast as this moves in, and states of emergency have not been declared yet, but this is definitely something that all day today we'll be watching, and the Weather Center is just going to be giving as many updates as possible. But 11 million people under a flash flood warning is a lot. That's huge.
Well, especially in that area, the population
Absolutely,
is not that
yeah.
concentrated in that part of the country. I used to own some land in Arizona, and every year it was February, though, usually. What's that?
Oceanfront?
Yeah, it was oceanfront. Wow.
Yeah.
It was on days like today there because the this was near Bureau of Land Management land. It used to belong to the railroad, and it was in an area where the rain would come down from the hills, and the gullies, every year they had to send out a grader, spend pretty much the whole summer fixing the roads. It got washed out in February. So here we are in October having that same circumstance. And so that's one of the vagaries of having land. A lot of people love living in the high desert. I didn't ever live there, and I never had a house there. I just owned some land. But I would not have ever wanted to live there. I don't see the attraction, but that's me. I grew up on the coast. I grew up near water. I grew up, you know, around trees and stuff. So not a whole lot of that, but it's people love
it. I'm not trying to diminish what's happening with them, but I have to tell you, I'm so thankful because we are going to be getting, I live in Los Angeles, and we are going to be getting some rain Tuesday night into Wednesday, and they're saying over an inch, which for us, I think, is more rain than we got last year. So it's been so dry,
but then you have,
so brown.
Everything's so brown now, it's almost as bad as if there had been fires because there's nothing to hold a lot of the material that's on the side of the hills
right.
there, and they'll get washed down
exactly
to the road.
The point is in some of the burn areas, they've actually already started evacuations in anticipation of this storm. So, yeah, like I said, I don't mean to be celebrating. We just really need the rain, and we need a lot of it, and we need to start early. So I'm welcoming in this rain, but I know it's going to be a mess for some people.
All right, so there we have. We're welcoming. It's like going outside, putting your arms up and saying, thank you, God. The rain is welcome.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Come on over.
Come on over. Come on down. Today is National Name Your Car Day. Huh. Sounds a little crazy. Studies reveal.
You know it's named Hell on Wheels, right?
Hell on Wheels, you? Studies reveal that when we name inanimate objects like our cars, we assign almost human-like attributes that make us feel more in control. Some people name their cars based on its make or model. For example, the Volkswagen Bug. Other folks give their cars popular old school names like Fred, Susie, Betsy. And then there are the descriptive names based on the appearance of the car. Black Bart. That's what you, one of those Chargers could be, Black Bart. Or Purple People Eater. Have you named your car? Jennifer, what's the name of your car?
Helen. Helen Wheels, yeah.
Helen Wheels. All right, okay, I got it. I didn't quite get it when I heard the reference a minute ago. Victoria, what's that Chevy you drive? What do you call that?
Nothing. I don't know. I've never named a car.
Never named a car?
No.
Karen,
no,
your car got a name?
Mine doesn't, but the best car name I've ever heard was my sister used to have this old, broke-down white Buick that we got from our grandparents. And she crashed it because she slid on ice and the brakes weren't that great. Okay, anyway, so they put primer on the front and it was just yellow primer on a yellow car, or on a white car, so she called it Daisy. And it was a very cute name for a very ugly car.
I remember Molly Mercedes had an old Mercedes station wagon, and Tony, the first and only wife, drove it and named it Molly Mercedes. I can still see the kids in the back seat of it. So Molly Mercedes is my... I've got a few. What are your thoughts on this? There is, in the statistic department, There are 19 female students in Karachi, Pakistan, who stuffed themselves into a smart car.
I can't even imagine 19 people in a smart car.
The Guinness Book of World Records. Other car. Focus. Wash your car in Russia or else drive a dirty car in Russia. You risk getting a ticket. That's a joke. Moscow is the dirtiest place I've ever been in my life.
Can you imagine
everything
if we did that
filthy.
Here?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, it's coming in California, probably. Let's see here. The person who invented cruise control was blind. Did you know that?
Did not know that. No.
Stats. Let's see. The number of cars in L.A. exceeds the population of almost 4 million people. That's no surprise to those of us who spend a lot of time in L.A. The number one cause of death for Americans under the age of 35 is, guess what?
What?
Car crashes.
That's probably right.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
That's very unfortunate.
Exciting. Yeah, it is. All right, so that takes care of the food for thought department. Let's get to the television report. I watched one show last night. It was Bull, and it was good. Very good. It's well written. It's a really good show. Anybody has, and they've moved, unfortunately, to 10 o'clock on Monday, which is a little late for me, but I am I become a devotee, so I watch it. But it's Michael Weatherly has really found his own since he was DiNozzo on NCIS. Good.
So not to say that it's boring, but since we already know that you like Bull, I'm the world's worst TV reporter because I watch everything time shifted. I never watch anything live, but I actually watched two new shows last night. The Cool Kids, guys. Gotta watch Cool Kids. It's on Friday nights. It's on Fox. I think it's on after Last Man Standing. I haven't watched that yet, but it's got Vicki Lawrence and David Alan Greer and Martin.
Oh yeah, the old timers.
Martin Mull, is that his name?
Oh, and the funny little guy from Will and Grace,
and the
right?
He's the character actor who's been on every sitcom ever. It's a great show. It's sort of like a modern day Golden Girls. It's a lot of fun. It all takes place in a retirement community. If you get a chance, I thought it was really cute. At least the first episode, and then I watched Single Parents, is that the one, Single Kids, Single Parents with Brad Garrett?
Yeah, how was that?
It was sweet. It was okay. It could have been funnier, but it was okay. It might make it a season. So those are my big reviews, just FYI, 14 days later. I'm going to tell you about the season ender of Designated Survivor one of these days.
That's coming back again on Netflix.
No, maybe I'll catch up by then. All right, so tonight on television, Dougie, another one of your favorites, NCIS, will be back. But a couple of premieres to tell you about. The first is, the only tonight is Below Deck. And that is a show that a lot of people like, where they go out on these yachts and they have all of the drama around. This is season number 6 for them. The steward is going to flip out after being shushed. And there'll also be some smitten deckhands to deal with. There's even a man overboard moment. So season 6 of the yachting reality show will now be in Tahiti. So you can check that out. That's on Bravo tonight at 9 o'clock. Also on Access, the big interview with Dan Rather, Ringo Starr, will be featured. That's on Access TV at 9 o'clock.
Fun.
So you can check those out. Yeah. Those are a couple of highlights that you can see. Also, Turner Classic Movies Star of the Month is Rita Hayworth. She's featured tonight on Turner Classic Movies and all throughout the month. That starts at 8 o'clock. So, on to the new stuff. And ABC Dancing with the Stars, the elimination occurs after the second week of performances. That's at 8 o'clock. Followed by a redo of A Million Little Things on ABC. The first episode will air one more time. This is a show from ABC that's getting a big push. That's at 10 o'clock tonight. CBS, brand new episode of NCIS. New episode number 2 of FBI. That's at 9, followed by NCIS New Orleans. The CW has a new episode of The Outpost. It's the season 1 finale. That's at 9 o'clock. And on Fox, The Gifted is new tonight at 8, followed by Lethal Weapon. NBC has Blind Auditions continuing at 8 o'clock on The Voice. A new This Is Us at 9, and New Amsterdam, which I've heard really good things about, at 10 o'clock.
All right, so in the retrospective that we put together here, looking back to the FBI, that was a Dick Wolf production. The female lead is somebody I've seen before, but I don't know where.
She was in Rookie Blue.
Oh, is that it? Okay, yeah. All right, it was on Saturday night. It's quite a good show. I didn't know what to expect. Jeremy Sisto is in another graduate or someone who's in the stable of Dick Wolf favorites. When he gets them and he likes them, they tend to show up on lots of his shows.
I really like Jeremy Sisto, though. Just something about his face that's likable.
Yeah.
He's the dude from Clueless, right? He's Elton?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The dude from Clueless.
Him too. All right.
Not that I expect that you've ever seen Clueless, Doug.
No, I have not.
That's where I know him from.
Got it. Okay. All right, so let's now move over to the sports desk and get right to the story from Penn State. Victoria, you want to handle the police helicopter use there?
Well,
this
sure.
is very interesting. This is called literally connecting the dots.
It's a weird story. So Saturday night's big game was between Ohio State and Penn State, and it was at home for Penn State. They had 110,000 people there. That's how big their stadium is. And apparently the tailgating area got out of hand, so much so that police on the ground felt that they were no longer able to control the situation, and a helicopter was brought in. Now, the problem is the video footage of this is frightening. The helicopter was so low to the ground that the tents that people had set up, you know, those little four-pole tents, like catering-type tents, they were airborne and flying around through the air. They were crashing into people's cars. There was debris flying through the air, hitting people. People started to run. There were mounted police on the ground. Apparently, one of the horses and one of the police officers got injured. It was a disaster. So now the FAA is going to investigate because the helicopter was probably breaking laws. It was so low to the ground. And to have that much debris flying around, some of the students, one girl, her face was cut by garbage that was flying around. It was just an absolute irresponsible mess. If you want to look this up, you can see the footage. It went viral. And people just running around. It was an absolute... to have this happen at a college game by the police, it seems like it was such an overkill. But we'll see where the investigation goes. I don't know if Penn State would get fined for this, if the NCAA jumps into it, but a lot of parents are very upset with the university that this entire situation was so unsafe for everyone involved.
Hmm. Yeah. This stuff going on in the
world. If you can't control the tailgate, then don't allow the tailgate.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of how, and I know tailgating and college football, it goes hand in hand, but if you can't control it better and you have to bring in a helicopter that's going to cause so much disruption, then don't allow kids to tailgate anymore. That's it.
All right, Jennifer, let's go to Las Vegas. Police,
right now? I'm ready.
Well, bring us up to date on the...
Not for this, though. Absolutely
yeah, okay.
Not. All right. Ready for Vegas, but not for this. All right. Police have reopened the sexual assault case reported by Catherine Mayorga, who alleged in a lawsuit she was attacked by soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo in 2009. Mayorga filed the lawsuit last week alleging that Ronaldo attacked her at the Palms Hotel and Casino on June 13, 2009. Mayorga states in the suit that she reported the alleged incident to Las Vegas police later that day, but ultimately decided not to name the suspect or pursue charges. Last month, Mayorga asked police to reopen the case, according to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. Their spokesperson there, Aiden Ocampo, said neither Mayorga nor her representatives named Ronaldo as a suspect, although the department has launched an investigation that he said was open as of Monday. In addition to reporting the alleged assault on June 13th, back in 2009, Mayorga underwent a sexual abuse examination at a local hospital, according to the lawsuit. The department still has the rape kit from the examination, which was not processed at the time because she didn't want to seek charges, but DNA can still be extracted from the kit. Now, Ronaldo took to Instagram over the weekend to call the charges fake news, and he said he's not surprised because people want money from famous people. Mayorga agreed to $375,000 to settlement that and a non-disclosure agreement that was intended to and did prevent the plaintiff, her family, friends, and lawyer from speaking to anyone, including the police, about the sexual assault, according to the lawsuit.
I think we're going to see a lot more of these types of cases where people accept a settlement, like in the Asia Argento case where they pay the guy off and then change their mind. They want more.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's really how, though, the world is just changing so rapidly as a result of this sort of thing. Food for thought, 10 before the hour. This is the DJV radio program.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By golly, it's time again to respond to your requests for information from the world of technology. So we have Tech Talk time every day at this time. Victoria Keelan joins me. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program. We'll look at a couple of three stories as we have time. Let's get started, Victoria, with a focus on Verizon, shall we?
Yes, last November, Verizon announced that it was working on bringing a 5G home internet service to a few cities to test it out. They opened up some pre-orders last month for residents to sign up, and they actually made their deadline. They thought that they'd be launched by the beginning of October, and it turns out that they did. They now have 5G service in Houston, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, and Sacramento. And so if you are in those cities, this is only the beginning of the rollout, but if you are in those cities, you can access typical Wi-Fi speeds up to around 300 megabytes per second and peak speeds up to 1 gigabyte. That's fast. So if you have if you've got a house full of people streaming things and gaming and things like that, this is definitely going to help you. You will see a big, big jump in your internet speeds. As part of the rollout, Verizon's offering 3 months of the 5G service for free, and it will then cost $50 a month for existing Verizon customers and $70 for non-Verizon customers. So In this case, it actually pays to already be a Verizon customer. You may want to consider that if you want the 5G service and if it's coming to your area soon, you may want to jump on board with Verizon now. It will save you about $20 a month in the long run. And Verizon's also offering a free Chromecast or Apple TV 4K and 3 months of YouTube TV. They really want people to get involved in this. They've got lots of incentives. And it comes with installation included, which is also nice. And first access to 5G mobile devices when that becomes available. They say that by the end of this year, Verizon is hoping to have 5G service available for cellular. AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint are also working on that, but it looks like they are going to be much further behind than Verizon. So Verizon has definitely kind of won this rush to the market. And we'll just, you know, we'll be seeing how, depending on how it goes in those four cities, Verizon will then announce the rollout of the rest of the country.
It's too bad with the coverage they have that their service sucks as much as it does.
Well, their customer service is terrible.
Yeah, awful. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. All right, Google Maps now available and free for Apple CarPlay users.
The Geek Out.
The integration of Apple and Android into automotive infotainment systems is common in today's cars, but users of Apple CarPlay have longed for the ability to use something other than Apple Maps. Now, they can. Google Maps is now an option for CarPlay, and as far as Apple Maps has come, Google still has a significant advantage in performance, user experience, and accuracy. And by the way, if you're a fan of Waze, don't fret. That popular traffic app is also coming to CarPlay, has been cleared by Apple, and reportedly is in the final stages of development and should appear in a future update. Options are always good for the consumer, and this is a great example. Google Maps for CarPlay is now available for free.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick, Miss Lydia!
Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, let's get to some other technology news here. The new iPhone is in the focus. How many numbers and letters go with the new iPhone, Victoria?
Yeah, well, the new iPhone is the XS and XS Max. It still has an X, though, so people call it an iPhone X. It's not an X. It's actually a 10. But so they just launched last week, or they hit stores last week, and now there's already some problems. This happens all the time. Apple rushes stuff to the market, and then they fix the bugs later. So this time, they have poor cellular reception on the brand new iPhones, and they may have a problem with charging. So you may plug your phone in at night and wake up to a phone that's dead because it didn't charge properly. So dozens of users have reported these issues. Specifically, users are experiencing issues when the phones will they won't charge if the lightning cable is plugged in while the device is asleep. So if you do have one of these new phones, you've noticed that there's something funky, make sure that the screen is alive, awake, when you plug it in, and then let it go to sleep with the charging cable in it. So that appears to be one way. There's going to be a new software update to fix the bug, and that always happens with iPhones. They also have some issues with cellular reception that I'm not even sure how to fix that, but just wait for the updates.
Wait for the updates, folks.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.